comes Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, presented by American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express Traveler's Checks are safe. Tonight, Vox Pop salutes the 300 Boys Clubs of America, coast to coast, from the Boys Club at Greenwich, Connecticut, with our special guest, Roy Rogers, joining in from Hollywood. And now, here are a couple of grown-up kids, your Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, from Greenwich, Connecticut.
This is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. And since you boys here in Greenwich are hosts not only to us, but to the 300 Boys Clubs all over the United States, what do you say about saying hello to them?
Oh, yes, sir. Radios and boys' clubs from coast to coast are tuning to you fellas, yep.
Think they heard it, Park.
I bet you did. So let's tell them a few things. All of us want to hear our junior box papa, Douglas Jones, of the Hollywood Boys Club, as he interviews Roy Rogers.
Well, say, Park, out of the 1,200 members here, who will we talk to first?
Well, Warren, you have two brothers. They're 10 and they're 8. They're Irish. They're 100% regular fellas. The older brother, Clyde, sings Irish songs just for the fun of it. And square-jawed young Pat, he loves to box and to swim. And by the way, have you a couple of life-saving medals handy, Warren? Because these fellows should have them. I want you to meet Clyde and Pat Morris.
Hello, Morrises. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Clyde, do you have a nickname?
Yeah,
McGinty. McGinty? That's a good one. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, they
said
before
with
me, I don't like
them. Oh, they call you... you don't like the nickname?
No.
How about it, Pat? What are they calling?
You just call them Dimples and find out.
Oh, really? Well, what happens when you call them Dimples? Huh?
Red Bulls will like them.
Oh, is it that bad? Is he a real fighter?
Yes, he needs to work.
Yeah? Where did he learn?
Huh? Oh, my father taught him.
He did?
My father's a professional. I mean,
a boxer
in Scotland.
Oh, well, Dimple, I mean, Pat, do you box scientifically?
Most of the time, but when someone looks at me, I start slugging it.
You forget it all. Say, McGinty, tell us about your dad.
Well, my father was an amateur boxer in Scotland. He fought 10 fights in this country and won 8 of them.
Well, good. Then he's a good guy, isn't he? Are you fellows lifesavers?
Yeah, Pat saved the baby's life once.
You did, Pat?
Yeah, well, she went up the curve and then a car came and just missed the baby knew by about this one that much.
Oh, really? And you pulled it back, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how about you, Pat?
Well, there was a little boy at the beach and playing with a sailboat. He went out and lost his deck. I just dragged him in and took him up near the stand and pulled him to stay there until his mother came.
Well, you should have medals, both of you. You know life-saving technique, do you?
Yeah, you have to pass your life-saving in the club first. You're an intermediate.
Oh, I see. They teach you to fight, too?
Well, that comes naturally.
Well, Pat, what do you think are the best features of the boys' club?
Well, I like the swimming pool because it's the worst swimming pool in the world. And I like the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
I like the gym instructors. Mm-hmm.
How about you, McGinty?
Well, Pat hit the nail right on the head.
Say, you know Roy Rogers is listening right now in Hollywood? Tell him what you like about his pictures.
Well, Roy, I like your horse Kitty the best.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, McGinty, what would you say to Roy?
Oh, I like Gabby Hayes in his pictures, too.
Roy, you sure are popular with these fellas. Say, Pat, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to be a priest.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you, Clyde, what do you want to be?
I want to be a priest for a missionary order.
Missionary? Well, that's sort of a tough life. Where do you want to go?
Oh, India, China, Alaska, Africa.
Well, I'll say that's a very hard life, the life of a missionary.
Well, you get rewarded for it.
Well, what rewards?
When you die, you go to heaven.
Well, that's right, but aren't there some rewards on earth, too?
Well, sure, you get the joy of helping people when they're in need.
Well, that's right.
But that's enough for on earth.
It certainly is. Well, you're two swell young men. And speaking of rewards, we want to reward you for being our guest stars tonight.
And here's something for each of you that both young and old can use, and it'll be just as good 10 years from now as they are today. American Express Traveler's Check, $50 worth. That's for you and for you. Now, for you, Pat, here's a small white radio to go by your bed. And here it comes. You like the looks of that?
Yes.
Oh, and you see what else is there? For both of you, a big, complete electric train set with all the new gadgets. And for you, Clyde, you can... You don't have any pet, do you?
No, I don't have any.
You don't?
No.
Well, you just look at this. Here is the cutest little terrier you ever saw. Do you like him?
Sure.
Huh? You know, he's an Irish terrier, strange as it may seem. Here, take him. Take him in your arms. Are you happy?
Sure.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you both. You wonderful kids, Clyde and Pat Morris. Well, Park, this is fun, isn't it? Well, here's a young man of 8 summers, maybe I should say winters right now, that has very definite opinions on a surprising number of things. Perhaps that's because he spends as much time in the library as in the gym. Park, get him to talk about his hero, Abraham Lincoln. Park, meet Warren Withington.
Oh, I was going to ask you, Warren, huh? Yeah. Have you got a nickname, Warren?
Yes, I have.
What do they call you?
With.
Oh, Will, that's the first part of Withington, huh?
Yes.
Say, you do admire Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
Why?
I admire him because he was he brought himself up by himself and...
You mean by his bootstraps?
Yeah, he brought himself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah?
And I like him because he lived in a log cabin.
And if a fellow can do that back then, he can do it now, can't he?
Yeah.
Say, what's your opinion of the boys' clubs? Not only here, but all over the country, Warren.
Well, I like the boys' clubs all over the country because I think they have so much darn fun.
Oh, they do have fun, huh? Right, boys?
Yes, that's right.
Say, where do you spend your time at the club here in Greenwich?
I used to spend a lot of my time at the club in Greenwich in the library, but now they closed the library because the television set is in there and they're afraid we'll meddle with it.
Oh,
crazy guy.
Well, wouldn't you?
Huh? I don't think we would.
Oh, I bet you would. You enjoy the television set, don't you?
Sure we do.
Say, have you been to any boys' club camps yet, Warren?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't know anything much about the country, do you?
Oh, I don't, do I?
Don't you? Well, what do you know about the country?
Who's the guy that has spent 8 or 5 summers on his grandfather's farm?
You have? Where?
Up in Maine.
Well, is your grandfather the kind of a fellow that sort of lets you play all the summer, or does he make you work about an hour a day or something like that?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm asking. What does he do?
He makes us work about 11 and a half hours out of each 12.
Well, what do you work at?
Well, I got to work at sorting potatoes, pulling weeds.
Yeah? How about milking a cow?
Feeding the chickens, milking a cow, and squirting the milk right into the cat's mouth also.
You can do that? Well, Warren, you liked Abraham Lincoln as your hero from history.
Yes.
Have you got a modern hero, somebody you admire today, let's say?
Yes, I admire President Truman.
Why do you admire President Truman?
Well, I think he was a great man, and I like the way he's doing such a good job and such a...
You must read a lot. You're 8 years old, aren't you?
Yes.
You've got some pretty definite opinions, like Warren said.
Yes.
Let's find out a few things, whether you approve or disapprove. Do you approve or disapprove of meat rationing, let's say?
I don't approve.
You don't approve of meat rationing? Well, Warren, what's your opinion about the United Nations drive for needy children all over the world?
I like that because I think that the other kids should have a break because if we were the only rich country, who could we do business with?
By golly, you got a little something there. I don't know where you got it, but you got it. Talking about children, you must earn some money some way. Did you ever do any babysitting?
Yes.
Well, you have. What experience did you have with it?
Well, I tried to read something to the baby when she was yelling her head off.
It what?
I read her something, and she socks me in the nose.
Not so much luck, huh?
No. I went home that night with one black eye and a bloody nose.
Do you usually agree with your parents, Warren? On most everything, let's say?
Well, most liked everything, but there's a couple of things I don't agree on very disapprovingly.
Oh, for instance?
For instance, I disapprove of me not getting the funny papers on Sunday morning until I've all read them.
Uh-huh.
I think that my father ought to get the front page and...
Yeah?
I get the comic page and Mom can have the rest.
I wonder if Dad's listening. Well, how about your allowance? Do you approve the allowance you get?
I don't approve my allowance.
No?
I only get 2 bits, and I ought to get $2.
Well, what do you do for the 2 bits?
I wash...
Huh?
Well, to get the 2 bits, I wash dishes, which I hardly disapprove of.
I guess you would hardly disapprove of it. Well, Warren, we could go on and on and on indefinitely here. But time come now to say thank you for being with us. You've been a wonderful kid, and you've got some real opinions for an 8-year-old. I wonder what you'll have when you're 16. I'll bet they'll be the right kind because you're in the boys' club. We knew of your love of Abraham Lincoln, so we've got you the best works on Abraham Lincoln that we think we could find. 4-volume set of Carl Sandburg's Life of Lincoln. You're going to enjoy them in the time to come. And something every 8-year-old wants. It's a brand-new 2-wheel bicycle. How about it, fella? You like it?
Yeah.
You bet. It's a red one, too. Now, hold it a minute. And, Warren, wait a minute. Turn around here, because I want to give you something else. It's never too early to learn a good habit. That, I think, we'll all agree with. So here's $50 in our American Express traveler's check.
Thanks very
what
much.
What do you think of them, the American Express travelers?
I think they're awfully good because you can't get them lost.
Attaboy, you tell them. Well, young or old, businessman, traveler, or housewife, Warren and I want you to hear right now from Don Hancock.
American Express traveler's checks are like regular checks, except that you sign them when you buy them and sign them again when you spend them. No other identification is needed. Just walk into any bank and ask for American Express traveler's checks in whatever amount you need. $10 up. You can spend these popular checks anywhere, anytime, simply by signing your name. And remember, from the moment you walk out of the bank, your money in American Express traveler's checks is safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express traveler's checks are safe. If you lose them, or if they're stolen or destroyed, you get a prompt refund. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. They're safe.
Thank you, Don Hancock. And now back with the Boys Club of Greenwich, Connecticut, just long enough to tell you boys and girls 6 to 60 to hold tight. Because at our Vox Pop microphone out in Hollywood, California, surrounded by 300 Boys Club members, stands 15-year-old Doug Jones. Selected by the Hollywood Boys Club to be our official junior Vox Popper for tonight. And right now, he's the envy of every kid in America because he's about to interview none other than that hard-riding, sweet-singing, straight-shooting king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers. So start shooting yourself, Doug.
Okay, Warren, this is Doug Jones, and I'm a member of the Boys Club here in Hollywood. We have just as much fun in our club here as they do in Greenwich, only we don't have quite as much snow as they do. Right now, though, I want to introduce the man who's a special guest on Vox Pop tonight. I won't try to say a lot of nice things about him because I don't have to. I think every boy in America knows him and likes him. Here he is, Roy Rogers.
Well, thank you very much, Doug.
Mr. Rogers, is all right with you if I call you Roy?
It sure is.
Say, how'd you get along with your rodeo last fall?
Well, you know, we set aside 2 months every year to get out and meet the folks. That's September and October. Last year, we played in Detroit, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and in fact, we played rodeos all over the East, and that's one way to really get out and meet the folks, meet all the little boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen that have been kind to you throughout the years of making these Western pictures. And back there, they really turned out for the rodeo, and we really thank them a whole lot, Doug. They were all swell.
What was the last picture you made, Roy?
The Via Ranchero. We just finished it before Christmas, and in the picture was a fellow that you've probably heard sing many times on the radio, old gravel voice Andy Devine. And the leading lady in the picture was Jane Frazee, and it was made by Republic Pictures in true color.
You must get a lot of fan mail, don't you?
Boy, that's quite a question, Doug. Last year, we got close to 1 million pieces of fan mail from boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen all over the world. And You know, I'd like to say something right here, Doug. It's awfully hard to answer that many, so if they're a little slow on getting their picture that they request, why, they'll understand that we have five girls answering mail right now, and we can't even take care of half of it, so they'll understand us when they don't get their picture.
What do you do between pictures?
Well, I generally do hunting and fishing and stuff like that. I'm crazy about hunting, and I have been all my life. I like to hunt rabbits and coon. And a friend of mine up north, he hunts for the state. We go up there and hunt bear and mountain lion. And, you know, I have 11 dogs myself, hunting dogs. I have 8 coon hounds and bear dogs. And I have a couple of bird dogs. And also the one that watches the house, he's a German police. So, you know, I'd like to tell you something. Probably you don't even know it, Doug. Right here in Hollywood, I live about a quarter of a mile from Hollywood and Vine. I just moved in there the other day. And right in the backyard, we have two cabbages. Big, fat soil. Most beautiful things you've ever seen. Some of these days, I'd like you to come up and see them. And it's an almost sore rock, though. Sunset and Vine. I thought maybe it might be interesting for the folks back there to let them know that we still protect our wildlife out here in California, and especially right here in Hollywood, California. You know, I think that I'm doing a little too much talking here, Doug. I've been doing most of it so far. So suppose you tell me something about your boys' club, will you? How many members have you got?
Well, we've got about 1,000 members, all the way from 8 to 18. I've been a member myself for about 5 years.
What do you like best about the club?
Well, they have ping pong and stamp collecting and all kinds of sports, but I like the gun club best.
Gee, that's swell. I understand that the purpose of the boys' clubs all over the country is to provide a place where you can kind of get together with the gang and have a lot of fun, and to keep you off the streets and out of trouble, too, isn't that right?
Yeah, you know, Roy, you ought to join.
Well, I'm just past 18, and maybe I could visit the club sometime, though. You think I could?
Boy, I'll say. You can come over and sing a song for us.
I'll have to do that one of these days.
How about singing a cowboy song right now for all the boys who are listening in?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I have a kind of a cold tonight. I'll start off on an old song that I know everybody knows the words to. I think all these boys here know the words to it. It's one of the most beloved Western songs we've ever written. Sort of a national anthem for cowboys. So, tell you what we'll do. We're kind of short-handed for boys out here this afternoon. So they're all going to have to, you boys are going to have to really sing loud to kind of make up for the ones that didn't get here for the show. So, to kind of loosen up our cowboy voices just for fun, when I count three, let's see who can give out with the biggest cowboy yell that ever happened to the network. Is that okay? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Boy, that's all right. Now, home on the range, I'll sing the verse, and when we get to the chorus, everybody join in and doggone try to sing this. We'll try to sing twice as loud as the one sitting next to you, will you? Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, what do you think about that, Doug?
Well, thanks a lot, Roy. Now I have a special sort of gift for you. In all your pictures and everything, you always seem like the kind of a man that every boy in America would like to be when he grows up. You've done a lot for the American boys, so on behalf of all the boys' clubs in America, we've made you and your one-year-old son, Dusty, honorary members of the Hollywood Boys Club.
Gee, Roy. Well done. That's really awfully nice, and I'm certainly looking forward to when Dusty gets to be 8 years old so he can join the club. And thank you very much, Doug, and thank you boys out there.
And like everybody on Vox Pop gets, here's $50 in American Express traveler's checks. They're safe in the saddle, safe in the corral, safe wherever you roam.
Gee, that's wonderful, Doug. And you know,
I'd like to keep these American Express traveler's checks. I do an awful lot of traveling, you know. And they'll come in mighty handy when I go on tour again with my rodeo. But here's $50 in cash that I wish you'd give to your club treasure, Doug. I mean, our club treasure. I'm sure he can find some use for it. And by the way, I think we ought to kind of set up a date sometime soon for all the members to come out to my ranch someday and spend all day long with me. How about that?
Yes, sir. And Vox Pop has another gift for you, something we know you'll like. We're sending to your ranch a Savage 99 300 caliber automatic rifle. As you know, Savage makes the best gun there is.
You betcha. And boy, they better hurry up and get it out here. I'm just dying to see it. And thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you, Roy Rogers. Well, the shooting's over out here in Hollywood. Take it away, Parks and Warren.
Well, thank you again, Roy Rogers. You've made a lot of boys, including us, very happy. Incidentally, you've got a lot of good singers out there. And Doug Jones, we're proud of you. And we want you to have some of our sponsors' product, too. You know, we're very proud of them. $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks. And so that you can follow one of your hobbies, stamp collecting, we have a great big gift order on the Scott Stamp Company. I think you're going to like that. Hey, Park?
Yeah, Warren, I know he will. I know what a stamp collector likes. And I want to tell those boys out in Hollywood and the boys all over the country something about Greenwich, this club here. This is really one of the finest and best-equipped clubhouses I've ever seen. Probably one of the finest in the whole country. And the boys in Greenwich have Mr. and Mrs. Albert Wiggin to thank for it. Of course, other communities may not be lucky enough to have a Mr. and Mrs. Wiggin, but I'm sure they could see how wonderfully the boys' club here has helped these boys. Businessmen in every community would get together and establish clubs in their own hometowns. By the way, right now, Boys Club Drive is starting in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And we know you folks in Hot Springs are going to put it over the top and soon. Say, Warren, while sports and games of all kinds lead an interest here, the library, the work and handcraft shops, and the dramatic arts are quite popular. Here's an all-round athlete who's 11 years old, who's some pumpkins also is an actor. See if you can get him to tell you about it. Warren, this is Alan Mascaro.
Hi, Al. Al, that's quite an athlete. I mean, that's quite a combination, being an athlete and an actor. Of course, you go in for all the sports at the boys' club. You go in for anything else?
Yes, I'm in the boys' club band.
What do you play?
Drum.
Oh, drum?
Yes.
Are you the next Gene Krupa by any chance?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, that's what you like best about the boys' club, then, the athletics and the band and so on?
No, I like about the boys' club a lot of boys get together and make friends.
You like that?
Yes.
Well, do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
You don't? You're the only child. Well, do you like being an only child?
Well, not on rainy days.
Oh, I see. Well, you can eat all the pie at home, though.
No, my father takes care of that.
Oh, I see. What does your father do?
He's a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to be a plumber?
No.
Well, what do you want to be?
I want to be a gym instructor.
Gym instructor? Well, have you ever thought that if you had that job, you'd have to ride herd on a lot of wild Indians just like these guys out here, huh?
Yes.
Yes? Well, how in the world would you discipline them?
Well, if they didn't do what I said so first, I'd give them a detention.
Well, you mean you'd keep them after school?
Yes.
You mean, are you in favor of keeping them after school?
Oh, not now.
Oh, different outlook right now, huh? Say, tell us about your career as an actor.
Well, last Friday I played Hansel and Gretel in a play.
You did?
Yes.
Hansel, huh? Do you remember any speech from that?
Yes.
Well, come on, tell us now. Give us a little part of it.
Will-o'-the-wisp is dancing back and forth. Wait, I'll call long and loud.
Boy, you wowed him, I'll tell you. you played the part of Hansel, Gretel's brother. Did you feel like a brother toward the leading lady?
No.
You didn't? Kind of cute, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
Julie Caporale.
Yeah. Did you ever take her to a party?
Nope.
No?
No.
Would you like to?
Yes, like if I got a chance.
Like to buy her a soda?
Yep.
Well, you got a chance right now. You come on out here, Julia Caporelli. Come on.
Well, nice seeing you again.
Well, Alan, say something.
Well, hello.
Is that all you can say?
Sure, right now.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Look,
You go backstage because we have a nice great big soda for both of you. Well, that's with two straws, the soda. But before you go, Al, here's something to add to your drum equipment. It's a set of foot-driven cymbals and a tom-tom drum and a pair of the latest aluminum drumsticks. And this deluxe model bicycle with balloon tires, headlights, taillights, and, oh, wait a minute, here's the best part of all, $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks. You know, athletes, actors, people from all walks of life have been using them for over 50 years. Now, you go get your soda, and Julia, come here a minute. But beside the soda, you know what you're going to find? A dainty girl's model table radio. You like that?
Thanks. Yes.
Thanks for coming over. Now, go on out there and get your soda. Listen, folks, have you got some extra cash lying around the house? You have? You going anywhere anytime soon? Well, it'll pay you to listen right now to Don Hancock.
Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. You can spend them anywhere, anytime, just like cash. You sign them when you buy them, sign them again when you spend them. So you see, the only identification you need is your own signature. And remember, American Express traveler's checks are safe. If you lose them, or if they're stolen or destroyed, you get a prompt refund. As Parks and Warren have told you, you can buy American Express traveler's checks at any bank, or at Principal Railway Express or Western Union offices. You can buy them in any amount from $10 up. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express traveler's checks. They're safe. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go.
Yeah, here we are back in the old boys' club in Greenwich. What have we got next,
Mark,
Warren?
You know, when I was in the gym, I saw this fine-looking fellow of 16 with a crew cut looping a ball in the basket. And then I walked in to look at a beautiful big swimming pool, and there was the same fellow doing a back jackknife. Mr. Tracy, the director, had to set me right. They were twins, George and Ray Chicanas. And these big operators are right here by you. One of them... Wait a minute. Just one more word about them, Parks. One of them is always getting in trouble, and the other's always getting blamed for it. And also, George plays a wicked harmonica. See if you can tell which is which.
Well, Warren, they are identical twins. The eyes are alike, the hair's crew cut, same kind of dress, same smile. Well, which one of you is George?
He's a boy,
I think. Well, now, wait a minute. Each one's pointing at the other one. How am I going to find that out? I got to fight my way out of this in one way or another. Because you are identical. See, Warren is talking about a harmonica. Is it the same as a mouth organ?
Yeah.
Oh, you're George. Ha-ha, now I got you. That's fast. Say, George, any amusing incident, Ray, either one of you, ever happened in your double life where you both look alike and get mistaken for each other?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, one time when I was in a play at high school when I was a freshman, I had a minor role and George Washington slept here. And after the play was over, George came walking down the aisle. And I went up to my dressing room.
And what happened?
And, when he walked down the aisle, all these little kids at the matinee went flying out toward him and was shaking his hand, patting him on the back, and asking for autographs.
Oh, so you were taking the autographs, huh?
So George figured he played along with him, and 5 minutes later, while I came walking down, and one of the boys discovered that it was me who was in the play, and
so
he took off.
So you're the one that's always getting in trouble. Say, how about the gals? Which one of you likes the gals?
Both
of
you? Where's the boy? George is the boy.
Well, what? So why, what is it about him? Is it his lying way or what?
Well, no, it's just that he can serenade the girls. I mean, he really...
With what? Serenade them? Oh, was that harmonica?
That harmonica, that's
Buzz, have we got time for a harmonica? Haven't got time for the play of the harmonica? Oh, George, I wanted to hear it so bad. Oh, man. Say, what do you play on that thing?
I play all sorts of songs. My specialty is 5 minutes more.
Well, George, we haven't got time for any more. I wish someday we got to get you back on because we got to cut it short right now, and we want to thank you for coming up for even this abbreviated one and tell you we got some things for you. First of all, we've got a wonderful mouth organ. No, sir, it's a super chromatic harmonica horn for you. And Ray, for both of you, and just like Buzz's, a wonderful gabardine coda piece. And for both of you together, a well-known make, a combination radio and phonograph. And for each of you, of course, $50 in American Express traveler's checks. And thank you, fellas.
Very much,
and thanks. Okay, Buzz, what you got next? Huh? Well, Warren,
Boys like these you heard tonight and boys such as gathered in the clubs all over the country from coast to coast, we've got nothing to worry about, have we?
No, indeed. Now, next week, folks, we're going to be in Boston, the great port of Boston, with former Undersecretary of State William L. Clayton, world authority on foreign trade, one of the big men of our time.
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
Friends Pax Johnson and Warren Hull, but they'll be back next week when Vox Pop travels to the busy port of Boston, Massachusetts. Tune in again next week for the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, Vox Pop, presented by American Express Traveler's Checks. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express Traveler's Checks are safe. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.